弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们谢谢 Rachel 姐妹为我们挑选的这些诗歌来带领我们来敬拜神。
We want to thank Sister Rachel for choosing these songs to lead us in worship.
今天我们来继续一起来思考路德记。
Today we will continue our study of the book of Ruth.
那么在上帝翅膀之下的第二部分。
The second part of Under the Wings of God.
美国的疫情呢虽然过了高峰期。
Although the US epidemic has passed its peak.
但是病毒的蔓延依然没有明显的减弱。
But the spread of the virus has not significantly weakened.
所以这对美国经济的影响是相当严重
的。It has a very severe impact on the American economy.
据统计四月份的失业率已经达到了 14.7%。
According to statistics, the unemployment rate in April reached 14.7%.
尽管政府有超强度的拯救经济的措施，
Despite the superb government efforts to save the economy,
但是疫情对美国经济所造成的冲击依然是史无前例。
But the impact of the epidemic on the U.S. economy remains unprecedented.
从白宫到华尔街，大家都期望说国家的经济可以在今年的下半年迅速的恢复。
From the White House to Wall Street, everyone expects the national economy to recover quickly in the second half of the year.
但是越来越多的人意识到，病毒对人类生活的干扰可能要持续相当长的一段时间。
However, more and more people now realize that the interference of virus on human life may last for a longer period of time.
换言之呢，美国的经济可能不是像我们所期望的那样会迅速的恢复。
In other words, the U.S. economy may not recover as quickly as we thought.
一些悲观的人士甚至将这次的经济危机呢，与100年前那个经济大萧条来相提并论。
Some pessimists even compared the economic crisis with the Great Depression of 100 years ago.
如果是这样的话呢，这无疑会影响到我们每个家庭的生活。
If so, this will undoubtedly affect the life of every family.
Yeah, 不管是哪一种情况呢，那么除了上帝之外，没有人可以准确的知道未来如何。
Whatever the situation, no one but God actually knows exactly what the future holds.
但是提前预备困难都是有益的。
But it is always beneficial to prepare for difficulties ahead of time.
比如说我们有人开始储备这个粮食啊，食品呢。
For example, some people start to save more food.
那也有人开始一些个很必要的节省一些个非必要的开支啊。
And some people start saving unnecessary expenses.
那今天我们所要谈论的乃是大家比较容易忽视的一种预备。
And what we're going to talk about today is a preparation that is easier for everyone to ignore.
那是在现今的这个情况下，如何预备我们的心来面对将要临到的困难。
And that is, under our current situation, how are we to prepare our hearts in the face of difficulties that will come?
我们要预备自己过一个艰苦的日子。
We will prepare ourselves to live a tougher lifestyle.
Well, 讲到艰苦的日子，就是我想起了一位牧师，他曾经在中国，他一直是在中国来居住的。
Talking about facing tough times, it reminds me of a pastor who lived in China.
那时候确实是一个艰苦的日子。
It was a time when life was very difficult.
那么这位牧师呢，就叫袁湘臣牧师。
This pastor's name is 袁湘臣。
那因为他不和政府合作。
Because he did not want to cooperate with the government.
所以呢， 他就被遣送到黑龙江那个地方去。
And he was sent to the province of Heilongjiang.
那么他的家庭呢，就马上陷入了经济上的困难。
So his family was sinking into a very severe, difficult time.
因为那个师母呀，要带着好几个孩子来一起来维持着生活。
His wife had to maintain their lives with the children.
那么丈夫去了遥远的地方，是渺无音信，不知是死也不知是活。
Her husband went to a very remote place without any news. They don't know whether he was alive or dead.
那这个师母本身呢，也没有一些个可以这个去工作的这样的机会。
And the pastor's wife didn't have any opportunities for work.
所以真是他们每天都是靠神给他们的供应来生活。
So every day they relied upon God's provision.
我在1997年回到中国去探亲的时候，曾经到北京探访过这对牧师夫妇。
In 1997, when I went back to China, I went to Beijing and visit this couple.
那么他们亲自跟我讲了他们生活的经历。
And they shared their life experiences with me personally.
所以他们不知道今天吃了饭之后，明天那顿饭是在哪里。
They did not know after today's meal what tomorrow's meal come from.
但是总会有一些弟兄姐妹就会把食物，把几块钱送到他们家里。
But there were always delivery of food or money from the brothers or sisters.
所以艰苦的日子居然也可以过来了。
So they lived through these tough days.
所以当他们跟我讲述过去的经历的时候，我可以完全体会到他们那种感恩的心情。
So when they share their life experiences with me, I can deeply sense their gratitude.
对，上帝是穷人的上帝。
Because God is a God for the poor.
所以在那个时代的中国呢，大家的日子都很艰难。
So at that time in China, everyone's life was very difficult.
但是人间自有真情。
But there were still true affections among people.
即使在那种红色的恐怖生活之下，
even under the red terror at that time,
家人、亲友还有朋友之间的温暖都伴随着我们走出了那个令人窒息的政治寒冬。
The love and warmth between family, relatives and friends accompanied us out of that suffocating political winter.
那现在的中国呢，是比较富裕了。
Now that China is pretty well-to-do.
但是人情也淡漠。
But human relations are much colder.
所以人们为了财富啊，甚至可以不择手段哈，去来掠夺这个金钱哈。
In order to fight for wealth, people even do whatever they want to get whatever they want.
所以夫妻无情啊，弟兄反目，这样
couples became ruthless toward each other, and brothers turned their backs to each other.
那这样的家庭的惨剧也都比比皆是哈。
And such family tragedies abound in China.
所以在财富与亲情之前呢，难道我们一定要做出这种残酷的选择？
So do we have to make such a cruel choice between wealth and family affection?
其实在美国也是一样哈。
But actually, it's about the same in the United States.
因为在美国文化当中的家庭的这个观念就是比较淡漠。
Because in the American culture, the family relationship, this concept is kind of very cold.
所以当生活遇到剥夺的时候，这个就会成为我们的一个硬伤哈。
So when we face life's depravities, this becomes a very tough scar for us.
因为家庭成员关系的疏远呢，就会妨碍我们能够彼此来提供有力的支援。
Because of the disconnection between family members prevented people from helping each other.
那路德的这个故事就提醒我们说，我们怎么样在一个困难的环境中可以度过呢？我们依靠的乃是神为我们所预备的这一切。
And so Ruth, the story of Ruth reminds us, while in tough situations, what can we rely on? It is God that we rely on.
Yeah, 因为上帝是救赎我们的神，也是保护我们的神。
Because our God is a God who redeems us and who protects us.
对那些愿意寻求他的庇护，那些愿意投靠他的人，必得上帝的祝福。
For those who are willing to seek his refuge and those who are willing to trust in him, they will be blessed by God.
所以面对困难，我们要隐藏在上帝的翅膀之下。
So in the face of difficult times, we need to hide ourselves under God's wings.
那隐藏在上帝翅膀之下，我们应该有怎样的心态？
And what kind of mindset should we have, and how should we seek God's help under his wings?
或者说我们怎么样来寻求上帝的帮助呢？
In other words, how do we seek God's help?
那么下面我们就来看一看路德记这种婆媳相依为命的故事给我们什么样的启示。
So now let's look at how Ruth and her mother-in-law relied on each other and the revelation they bring to us.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开路德记的第二章，我们今天来读17节到23节。
If you have your Bible with you, please turn to Ruth chapter 2, verses 17 to 23.
路德记第二章17节到23节。
Ruth chapter 2, verses 17 to 23.
我来读中文，陪师母来读英文。
I will read in Chinese, and Mrs. Petzl will read in English.
路德记第二章17节，这样路德在田间拾取麦穗，直到晚上。将所拾取的打了，约有一亿法大麦。
So she gleaned in the fields until evening. Then she beat out what she had gleaned, and was about an ephah of barley.
她就把所拾取的带进城去给婆婆看，又把她吃饱了所剩的给了婆婆。
And she took it up and went into the city. Her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned.She also brought out and gave her what food she had left over after being satisfied.
婆婆问她说，你今日在哪里拾取麦穗，在哪里做工呢？愿那连续你的得福。路德就告诉婆婆说，我今日在一个名叫波阿斯的人那里做工。
And her mother-in-law said to her, where did you glean today and where have you worked? Blessed be the man who took notice of you.So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and said, The man's name with whom I work today is Boaz.
那么拿俄米对儿媳说，愿那人蒙耶和华祝福，因为他不断的恩待活人死人。拿俄米又说，那是我们本族的人，是一个至近的亲属。
And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law,May he be blessed by the Lord, whose kindness had not forsaken the living or the dead. Naomi also said to her, The man is a close relative of ours, one of our redeemers.
摩押女子路德说，她对我说，你要紧随我的仆人拾取麦穗，只等他们收完了我的庄稼。
And Ruth the Moabite said, Besides, he said to me, You shall keep close by my young man until they have finished all my harvest.
Naomi 对儿媳路德说，女儿啊，你跟着他的使女出去，不要叫人遇见你在别人田间，这才为好。
And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young women.Lest in another field you will be assaulted.
于是路德与波阿斯的使女常在一处拾取麦穗，直到收完了大麦和小麦，路德仍与婆婆同住。
So she kept close to the young women of Boaz, gleaning until the end of the barley and wheat harvest, and she lived with her mother-in-law.
所以这段经文告诉我们，路德呢住在以色列的民中，那么除了拿俄米之外，他是举目无亲的。
This passage tells us that Ruth living among the Israelites, besides Naomi, she had no other relatives.
那作为移民呢，我们比较容易能够体会到孤身一个人到了另外一个陌生国家的这个艰难的处境。
As immigrants ourselves, we are more likely to understand a lonely immigrant, new immigrants to a strange land, how they feel.
那么在古代呀，妇女是几乎没有任何谋生的能力。
In ancient times, women hardly had any ability to make a living.
那作为路德来讲，也没有亲人为她提供生活的保障。
And as for Ruth, no relatives would provide her with a living security.
所以她既没有技术，也没有学识，更没有政府的救济可以依靠。
She had no skills, no knowledge, and no government relief to rely on.
那么只有上帝是他的帮助。
Only God is her help and her dependence.
因为上帝是穷人的上帝，是孤儿寡母的依靠。
Because God is the God of the poor and the dependence of orphans and widows.
那么这话是比较容易说，但是做起来可就不这么容易了。
This is easy to say, but not easy to do.
怎样做才能够是真正的依靠上帝呢？
How do you really rely on God?
那么路德为我们展示了他金子般的这样的品格。
Ruth showed us her golden character.
首先我们来看这段经文，路德是勤劳工作的。
First of all, we see that Ruth worked very hard.
路德不是躺在家里等待着上帝的帮助，乃是自食其力。
Instead of lying at home and doing nothing and waiting for God's help, she worked hard.
那么她是非常努力的工作哈。
She was a hardworking woman.
那我们注意到她是早上出去经节在第十五节第二章第十五节讲到她甚至顾不得休息哈。
We see that she goes out to work early in the morning and she didn't take time to rest.
那第十七节则告诉我她是早出晚归。
And then verse 17 tells us that she would leave early and return very late.
那我们知道她在用午餐的时候也是吃完了午餐马上又去工作。
And when she was eating lunch, you know, after she ate, she would go back to work right away.
所以她的收获也是相当的可观哈。
And her gleaning was quite a bit.
所以这一法大麦呢是相当于今天我们大概有20到30磅的这样的量。
One ephah of barley is equivalent to about 20 to 30 pounds.
所以这是异乎寻常的收获啊。
Which was an unusual harvest.
这里既有波阿斯的慷慨，也有路德的辛劳。
There are both Boaz's generosity toward her and Ruth's own hard work.
勤劳是美德。
To work hard is a virtue.
上帝自然会祝福的。
For sure, God will bless it.
这是懒惰的人难以奢望的事情。
This is something that lazy people cannot expect.
那么上帝是借着波阿斯来供应路德。
Apparently, God provided for Ruth through Boaz.
但是路德在这当中也展示了他勤劳工作的美德。
But Ruth also demonstrated her character of a hard-working virtue.
那么现代社会的一个诟病呢，就是有些人会比较依赖国家的救济，不肯工作。
The criticism of the modern society is that some people would rely on the state relief instead of working hard.
那么这在当时的社会是没有可能的。
And this was impossible in the society back then.
那有一位以前有位女士，她叫 Madeline Burbank 哈。
There was a lady called Madeline Burbank.
那么她起先呢，他们家里呢是每个人都去努力工作的。
In the beginning, her family every member had to work.
那后来她结婚了之后呢，生了三个小孩。
After she got married, she gave birth to 3 children.
那么他们家里呢，就依靠她丈夫唯一的收入。
So her family relied upon her husband's only income.
后来她丈夫跟她离婚了之后，她马上就陷入了一个生活的困境。
So after her husband divorced her, she went into a very difficult situation.
所以她不得不依赖政府的救济来过每天的生活。
So she had to rely on the state's relief to live every day.
我不知道我们当中有没有人去领过那个救济哈。
I don't know if any one of us had received the government relief.
那个绝对不是一个很好的经历哈。
I'm sure that wasn't a very good experience.
所以每个星期都要会问你你的收入啊，你的情况啊，你的有没有找到工作等等，他觉得自己啊压力很大。
Because the government would check on you every week to see how you're doing, have you found a job, and then you feel a lot of pressure.
那后来Madeline 呢，他就很努力，他就自己呢选了一个政府所资助的一个培训的一个项目。
So Madeline worked hard and she chose to attend a training program the government offered.
这样呢，他就可以找到一份工作来供养自己和他的孩子们。
So with that, she can find a job to provide for herself and her children.
所以她非常的自豪，她可以通过自己的努力啊，来把她的孩子们带大。
So she took pride in herself for hard working and raising her children.
所以勤劳是美德。
So to work hard is a virtue.
对，这里不但看到了这段经文，路德有勤劳的美德，我们也看到拿俄米所展示的信心了。
So not only do we see Ruth's virtue of hardworking, we also see Naomi showing her faith.
这也是我们面对苦难当有的品格哈。
And this is also a necessary character when we face suffering.
这里我们看到 Naomi 连续两次的祝福。
Here we see Naomi bless somebody twice.
那就是在第十九节、第二十节，她两次的祝福了波阿斯。
So in verses 19 and 20, she blessed Boaz twice.
实际上这是一种感恩的表现。
It is her expression of gratitude.
她从路德这一天的收获当中看到了希望。
She saw hope from Ruth's one day's life.
所以她借着一个上帝借着一个外邦的女子来祝福这个家庭。
So God blesses family through a Gentile woman.
所以拿俄米禁不住的称颂上帝。
So Naomi couldn't help but keep praising God.
所以他说，上帝是恩待活人和死人。
And she said, God is very kind toward the living and the dead.
我们看到这个时候的拿俄米和第一章的拿俄米形成了一个鲜明的对照。
So we see a sharp contrast between the Naomi of chapter 1 and the Naomi of chapter 2.
那个时候呢，拿俄米心里有很多的苦毒，她有很多的抱怨。
In chapter 1, we saw Naomi full of bitterness in her heart and many complaints.
但这里她却有很多的感恩。
But here we see that she showed many gratitude.
所以当我们面对难处的时候，其实最大的敌人呢，不是我们所面对的难处。
So when we face difficult times, our greatest enemy is not the difficult situation we face.
而是我们面对这些难处所应当有的态度。
But our attitude, how we face the difficult time.
消极、低落、焦虑，可能比这些难处会给我们带来更大的伤害。
Our negativity, the stress, and anxiety may cause more harm than those difficulties.
那怎么样去克服这些呢？
But how do we overcome these?
我们看到这里面拿俄米跟路德婆媳两个人相依为命，这些恩情当中就为他们提供了有力的支援。
We see that the affection shown between Naomi and Ruth during this difficult time helped them through the situation.
我们看到路德很孝敬婆婆。
We saw that Ruth honored her mother-in-law.
那么她不仅是口头承诺，而且是确实在赡养着婆婆。
Not only did she make a verbal promise, she was indeed supporting her mother-in-law.
所以路德的孝道是值得称颂的。
So Ruth's filial piety is commendable.
那么这段经文告诉我们，她在中午吃饭，她就把剩下的东西带回去给婆婆吃。
This passage tells us that Ruth would bring her leftover from her lunch to her mother-in-law.
那我们现代人可能有些不以为然哈。
Some people may disagree.
那么剩菜剩饭我们都倒垃圾了哈，我们
All the leftovers were thrown into the trash.
但是我们要知道，那个可是个粮食短缺的年代啊。
But we have to know that at that time there is a food shortage.
那婆媳两个人呢，不一定每一顿饭都有的吃啊。
And the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law may not have food to eat for every meal.
更重要的是，我们看到路德她听从婆婆的建议。
More importantly is that we saw Ruth followed the advice of her mother-in-law.
虽然她是家里唯一的劳力，但是婆婆是家里面当然的一家之主。
Even though she was the only laborer in the family, but her mother-in-law was the head of the family.
那么我们也看到拿俄米很关怀路德哈。
And we also see how Naomi cared for Ruth.
那有一个细节呢，我们在读圣经的时候可能容易忽略掉。
And there was a detail in the Bible sometimes we may not notice.
那么就是在21节这个经文里面，路德说他在跟随波阿斯的仆人去拾取麦，所以这个仆人他用的是一个男性的词。
In verse 21, Ruth said that she followed the young man in the field to glean.
那么实际上我们知道真正的情况在第八节呢，那么波阿斯跟他说是你要跟着我的使女的。
But in verse 8, we can see that the boy said, you follow the young women of my workers.
所以第22节拿俄米呢马上就来纠正他，所以拿俄米讲的话第22节他是用的是你要跟着他的使女。
So in verse 22, Naomi corrected Ruth by saying, you need to follow the young women.
所以第23节我们看到路德遵从婆婆的吩咐，他就改过来说是要跟从使女一起。
So in verse 23, we see that Ruth corrected herself and said she would follow the young women.
所以此时此刻拿俄米就是路德唯一的亲人哈。
At this time, Naomi was the only relative, only family for Ruth.
我们看到她这种母亲般的关怀啊，不是肤浅的，也不是敷衍了事的，乃是至真的。
So Naomi's care for Ruth was not superficial and was not perfunctory, but true.
所以我们看到这个故事，就告诉我们，在面对困难的时候，我们怎么样隐藏在上帝的翅膀之下？
So through this story, it kind of tells us how can we hide ourselves under God's wings under difficult times.
那乃就是我们应当具有路德这般的品格。
That is, we need to have the character as Ruth.
所以外邦人呢，一向是以色列人所鄙视的啊。
In general, the Gentiles had always been despised by the Israelites.
那么路德呢，是一个摩亚人。
And Ruth was a Moabite.
那么摩亚人是与上帝的祝福无份的。
And they had no part in God's blessings.
那么这里特别注意到作者在这一章里面多次的强调路德摩亚人的身份。
And in this chapter, the author emphasized several times that Ruth was a Moabite.
在第二节是借着作者之口。
And in verse 2, by the author's mouth.
那么第六节是借着仆人之口。
In verse 6, by the servant's mouth.
那么第十节是借着路德之口。
And in verse 10, by the mouth of Ruth herself.
那么第二十一节最后是作者之口，四次的提醒我们，这是摩亚人的女子。
And verse 21, by the author's mouth. So for four times, it reminded us that Ruth was a Moabite.
为什么如此的重复呢？
Why did it repeat so many times?
就是作者让我们注意啊，你说为什么这个外邦的女子可以得到上帝如此的祝福？
It's because the author wants us to know how come this Gentile woman can be blessed by God.
这不但告诉我们敬拜的上帝是怎么样的上帝，也告诉我们我们应当成为一个怎样的人。
This tells us not only what kind of God we worship, but also what kind of person we need to be.
所以同样的道理啊，我们基督徒要想得到上帝这样的祝福，不是你我们仅仅有基督徒的名号而已。
So in the same way, Christians are blessed by God not because we just have the name of being a Christian.
乃是我们应当有基督的生命。
But that we have the life of Christ.
这个基督的生命就是我们品格的塑造。
So the life of Christ is how we develop our character.
所以无论富足还是贫穷，我们当有基督的品格。
So whether we're poor or rich, we should possess the character of Christ.
所以从这个故事里，我们看到我们应当效法这些品格。
So from this story, we can tell that we need to follow these characters.
那么如何隐藏在上帝翅膀之下呢？
So how do we hide under God's wings?
我们就应当具备这样的品格。
We need to possess these characters.
那么当今这个世界呢，拜金主义比较盛行哈。
In our time, you know, people worship money.
人们对物质的追求到了一个程度呢，亲情友谊都可以弃之不顾。
People are trying to pursue a certain level of material success to the neglect of family and friendship.
那么中国有句俗话叫人穷志短。
Chinese is a saying that when people are poor, they don't have much ambition.
这个指的是让我们在缺乏的时候呢，就难免会冲破这个道德的底线。
That means that sometimes when we're poor, we would break the moral bottom line.
那么有多少人为了追求金钱啊，最后就铤而走险哈。
Now how many people would give up the moral bottom line in pursuit of money and do something that was bad?
那有多少人为了成就而舍弃了婚姻跟家庭？
And how many people would give up their marriage and family for personal achievement?
所以遗憾的是呢，当这个感情跟利益发生冲突的时候，很多人选择了物质优先。
So unfortunately, when love and interest conflict each other, many people choose material as priority.
我们知道这疫情来的时候，为了抢购啊，很多人大打出手哈。
And we see that when this pandemic came, a lot of people got into a fight for snapping their food.
那么在美国的话，都很难想象你会为了买东西会打架哈。
We can hardly imagine that people would fight over food.
那么当这些东西很丰富的时候，我们大家非常礼貌，都彼此的礼让。
So when we have plenty, everyone, you know, was polite and treat each other nice.
那么当开始抢东西的时候，啊，大家就毫不客气。
Then you know people would give up their propriety when fighting for food.
那甚至我们最近看到一些商店，因为有些人这个商店要求所有的人要戴口罩，有些人拒绝戴口罩，甚至有殴打店员，甚至枪杀店员的这个情况。
We know that some stores require people to wear facial masks as they enter the store, and some people refuse, so they start fighting the workers or even shoot with a gun.
那么从路德的故事，我们也看到这个品格的重要啊。
So in the book of Ruth, we see the importance of good character.
这是我们面对艰难生活必须要预备的。
These are what we need to prepare ourselves for when we face the difficult times.
那么上帝允许这场瘟疫临到了我们。
And God allowed this pandemic to come upon us.
也是给了我们一个机会能够更好地认识他。
And he also gave us a good opportunity to know him better.
我们若是这样认真地能够预备自己的话，
If we can seriously prepare ourselves,
那当我们走出这场灾难的时候，我们将成为一个不一样的人。
So when we come out of this disaster, we'll become a different people.
那么一个更像基督的人。
The people more like Christ.
那么不然的话呢，我们突然经历了这一场灾难，就是一无所获。
Otherwise, we would experience this disaster in vain.
那么我认识一个宣教士呢，他在非洲呢有做了十年的宣教工作。
I know a missionary who worked in Africa for 10 years.
那么当他们回到美国的时候，就遇到了很多的困难。
When they returned back to the States, they encountered many difficulties.
因为他的小孩子又有一种这种文化的这种震撼啊，这种。
Because of the cultural impact on the children.
那么他们呢就很难适应这个美国的生活。
It was hard for them to adjust to life in America.
那么因为离开美国太久了，他们自己呢也发现这个国家已经变化很大。
And they themselves have left this country for a long time, so they found many changes.
特别是当他还没有找到一个合适的工作的时候，他们的生活真是非常的拮据。
Especially when he hasn't found a job, their life was very, very hard.
哎，有一天他突然间发现，在他的银行账户上出现了一笔数目很大的存款。
And one day he found that on his bank account there was a large sum of deposit.
那么一共是80,000美元。
It's about $80,000.
那么存在他的银行上。这不知是谁存来的。
And he didn't know who deposited that money.
所以他的朋友说，既然你不知道，你就用好了，是上帝给你预备的。
So his friend told him that, well, since you didn't know who deposited, you know, it was from God, so just use it.
那么他就赶快去查一下这个钱到底是从哪来的。
So he quickly did the search, trying to find out where did the money come from.
哎。这个地址写的是什么呢
？And the address was，
非常有意思，上面写的是 Trinity。
It says Trinity。
那么好像更证明是从上帝来的了哈。
I think it's even more sure proof that this money came from God。
不可能，这个钱肯定是从哪里来的，不可能随便而来的。
So he thought this is impossible. You know, there must be somewhere where this money came from.
所以他就去银行去查询请他们去调查这个事情。
So he went to the bank and asked them to check on this issue.
消息很快就回来了，原来是一个。
And the news very quickly.
原来是老太太存钱存错了，这个号码差了一点点，就存到她的银行账户上去。
So it was an old lady who made a mistake on the deposit, the account number, so the money went to his account.
所以呢就把这笔钱原数归回了这个人。
So he returned this money back to the lady.
所以这就是品格。
And so this is character.
不是他们没有需要啊。
It's not that they don't have a need.
但是他们知道说怎么样来领取神的祝福。
But they know how to receive God's blessing.
今天透过路德的故事我们看到了学习做人的美德。
So today through Ruth's story, we learned the virtue of how to become a good person.
那么一个外邦的女子本来与上帝的祝福无份。
A Gentile woman who had no part in God's blessing.
那么却在人类救赎的历史上留下了光彩的一页。
She left a glorious page in the history of human redemption.
尤其在这个黑暗的时代啊，路德就成为上帝祝福的一个楷模。
Especially in that dark period, Ruth became a model of God's blessing.
本来是一群平凡的人，却因为彼此的恩待，得蒙上帝的祝福。
They were a group of ordinary people, but they were blessed by God for being kind to each other.
路德和婆婆相依为命，不但帮助他们度过了那段艰难的日子。
Ruth and her mother-in-law were not only helping each other through their difficult days.
那么他们的故事也温暖了世界上许许多多的人。
And the story also warmed the hearts of many, many people in the world.
就这样一个普通的故事却成为一段感人的佳话。
An ordinary story eventually becomes a touching, beautiful story.
那么面对疫情，美国的经济可能会严重的下滑。
So in the face of the pandemic, the U.S. economy may decline severely.
所以我们的生活可能都受到影响，或者受到严重的冲击。
And our lives will be affected and severely impacted.
但无论如何艰难呢，我们比路德时代的生活要好得多了。
But no matter how difficult, life is much better than in Luther's time.
所以我们当中可能很多人会没有工作，会收入减少。会需要很多经济上的困难。
Many of us may lose our jobs or have less income and face a financial difficult financial situation.
那处在艰难之处
，So in the midst of suffering, we
should 更要注重操练我们的品格。
But also we need to focus on training our characters.
但是我们生活在这个世风日下的时代，这样做实在是蛮有挑战的。
And living in a time when morals continue to decline, it is really full of challenge.
但是作为基督徒，我们就当有基督的品格。
But as Christians, we need to have the character of Christ.
这是我们隐藏在上帝翅膀之下所应当做的。
This is what we should do as we hide under the wings of God.
因为我们相信上帝必会供应。
Because we do believe that God will surely provide.
那么在19世纪的英国有个很著名的牧师。
In 19th century England, there was a famous pastor.
这个牧师的名字叫 George Mueller.
His name was George Mueller.
他真是很长寿，他活了93岁。
He lived a long time. He lived to be 93 years old.
那么他一生中他做了很多奇妙的工作。
And he did many wonderful work during his lifetime.
那么他曾经啊抚养过10,000多个孤儿。
He raised about 10,000 orphans.
那么成立了很多的孤儿院。
And he set up many orphanages.
那也到世界各地去旅行。
And he traveled around the world.
那么为神的事工来奔走。
And he worked hard for God's ministry.
如果看他所做的所有的事工，你想，哇，他是肯定是非常的有钱的。
If you see all that he did, you probably would think that he was a very wealthy man.
那实际上他真的一分钱没有。
But actually, he didn't have much money.
啊，刚是开始孤儿院的时候，那真是啊，完全是靠神的供应哈。
When he first started the orphanage ministry, it was totally dependent on God's provision.
有一天早上，所有的孩子们都起来了，开始坐在饭桌上祷告的时候。
One morning, all the children woke up and they sat around breakfast table.
那么负责煮饭的就告诉这个穆勒牧师就说，哎，我们啊，是什么吃的都没有。
And the chef, the cook,told Pastor Mueller that we had nothing to provide for the children.
但是这穆勒牧师呢，他就让所有的孩子仍然坐在桌子旁边，一起的来祷告。
So Pastor Mueller told all the children to sit around the table and pray together.
然后祷告结束之后
，After they finished praying,
还是什么吃的都没有。
They still don't have any food.
就这个时候，突然听见有人敲门哈。
And then they heard a knock on the door.
有一个人说，他呢本来是送牛奶的啊。
And this person was a milkman.
那这个他送牛奶的车呢，正好开到他这孤儿院的门口，这个车的轱辘突然间坏了，不能再往前行走。
And the milkman said that his milk cart happened to be at his front door, but then the cart broke down and it couldn't go further.
他如果这些牛奶呢，如果不送出去就要坏掉哈。
He said if I don't deliver this milk, they will get spoiled.
所以他就说，你们可以不可以把这些牛奶都送给你们呢
？So can I give all this milk to you guys?
这是感谢主，所有的孩子当天就有早餐吃。
So praise God, all the children had their breakfast that day.
所以这样的事，穆勒牧师在一生中经历了很多。
And Pastor Mueller experienced many, many of these incidents in his life.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们记住，上帝是穷人的上帝。
So let us remember that God is the God of the poor.
上帝是孤苦伶仃之人的依靠。
And he is the dependent for the lonely destitute.
那么我们隐藏在上帝翅膀之下的人就必然会得到他的帮助。
As we hide under God's wings, we will surely receive his help.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
And let's bow and pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your grace.
因为你借着这段经文，不但让我们认识了圣经中的人物，我们更加更好地认识你。
Because through these passages and the Bible verses, not only do we know the Bible characters, but we know you much better.
无论我们是处在富足还是处在贫穷。
Whether we are poor or whether we are rich.
主主，你赐给我们一个虔诚的心。
May you give us a godly spirit, a godly heart toward you.
让我们凡事敬虔。
That we may show our sincerity.
我们作为基督徒就当有基督的品格。
That as Christians, we need to have Christ-like character.
我们在面对疫情的时候，我们恳求主，你真是亲自的帮助我们。
As we face this pandemic, we ask that you would help us.
为我们的教会，为我们的弟兄姐妹，我们都交托在你的手中。
We commit our church and our brothers and sisters into your hands.
主啊，我们的需要你都知道。
You know all our needs.
因为我们的生命仰赖你的供应。
Because our life is dependent upon your provision.
我们恳求主你供应我们的一切。
We pray that you would provide for all our needs.
也求主你保守我们的心。
And pray that you would watch over our hearts.
直到主耶稣基督再来的日子。
Until Jesus Christ's second return.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.